This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The number of Americans collecting disability payments has reached a new high of 11 million. For every 13 workers in the United States, one person collects federal disability benefits instead of working. If a new state were formed with all the people collecting disability checks, it would be the eighth largest state in the country. Federal disability checks are supposed to help those physically incapable of supporting themselves. But it is preposterous to think that all 11 million beneficiaries are unable to work. Americans today are no less able than 30 years ago, and workplaces have become more accommodating of disabled employees. Yet since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the number of people taking federal tax dollars through disability programs has more than doubled. Each month, there are 100,000 more disability claims than there are new jobs created. Disability awards for heart disease and cancer have roughly the same frequency as they did 30 years ago, but benefits for mental illness have increased 177%. It looks like some able-bodied people may be abusing the system. Disability benefits are funded by payroll taxes. Job-creating employers and hard-working employees are bearing the burden. Each misleading disability claim prevents industrious Americans from being able to support their families. The abuse of the federal disability system hurts more than the workforce. It also hurts the severely disabled who really are incapable of working. The disability program is on track to go broke in 3 years. When it does, many veterans who were severely wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with other legitimately disabled people, will lose their financial stability. Our elected officials need to reform the system so that the available money can be spent on the truly disabled.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
TGIF, it's Friday night, and you're tuned into the Bob Tuskin Show. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by Brandon Turbeville, who is a prolific writer, and he's recently published a book that couldn't have been better timed. It's a book on Syria and the truth about what's really going on there and the big picture with our geopolitical nightmare that we are in the midst of. I can't wait to talk with him, and I think you're going to be fascinated as to the history, not the his story, but the history involved in that region, specifically with Syria. Well, joining me now in the first hour is our humble sidekick and co-host. Well, he's more than just a sidekick and a co-host. He's Steve Starrs, researcher and journalist aficionado and a good friend of mine. As always, Steve, it's great to have you. How are you?
Very good, Bob. And, of course, I didn't get a chance to hear the show last night, but I think you had Anthony Gucciadari on with you. And a big story.
Nope, he didn't come on. He was supposed to come on. Can you hear me? We lost Steve. Uh-oh. Anyways, Anthony Gucciadari was supposed to come on yesterday, and he does have a big story about the nuclear weapons being transported from the dais in Texas to a South Carolina undisclosed location. And, of course, right when he broke this story, Lindsey Graham coincidentally came out and suggested that there may be a nuclear strike on South Carolina. No, not on New York. No, not on L.A. On South Carolina specifically. Is this just a coincidence, or does Lindsey Graham know something that we ought to know? It's a big story. It has gone viral. I hope it's complete BS. I don't want to sit here and offer fear porn. I don't do that. I don't make a habit of suggesting that something that's going to happen that I'm not sure will happen. Even if it's been leaked by a upper echelon military source that is credible, the fact of the matter is the fact that it was leaked is, well, going to lead to the conclusion that I'm leaning on, which is it's going to be hype. It's not necessarily going to be a genuine incident. There's not going to be a nuclear strike. God willing, that could be a really dangerous situation, to say the least. And I'm concerned about it, as I know many people are who are listening to this show. There's going to be a false flag of some sort. Well, wait a second. There already has been, right? The fact of the matter is, the chemical weapons that were used, supposedly by the Assad regime, have now almost 100% conclusively been shown to be a result of the opposite forces involved here. And we had Alan Dershowitz. You know who Alan Dershowitz is? Alan Dershowitz tweet just today that the Congress should be approving not a war in Syria, but a war in Iran. Of course, Alan Dershowitz is a big-time Zionist proponent, and, well, he's loyal to the state of Israel, not our country here in the United States, of course. I have a clip from one of the lamestream media sites that I want to play coming up in the next segment of Alan Dershowitz on, what's that pretty girl on CNN? I don't know her name. She's kind of new. She's pretty well known. Mr. Producer, do you know who I'm talking about? You don't know. You don't watch TV either, do you? I didn't think so. Yeah, I don't know. I want to say it's Erin Barnett. Does that ring a bell? Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, she had Dershowitz on, and they were talking about the fact that this is really about Iran. The big picture here is Iran. And the repercussions of a strike on Iran will be entirely 100% detrimental to our economy and to our world. Erin Barnett, is that what I said? Yeah? I said what? Barnett? Burnett? Barnett, Burnett, who the hell cares? She's just another talking head. And, well, at the end of the day, back to my point here about Iran. Iran seems to be, with every indication that I've seen, trying to establish themselves as the progressive country they are. They have a huge Jewish population there. Iranian Jews were just congratulated for their holiday by the president of Iran, the newly elected president. And, well, the Jewish population there goes back quite a while. Quite a while. So the bottom line is, they're not a malicious force against Israel, or at least the Jewish people. They've exposed the state of Israel, especially with their media outlets like Press TV and so on and so forth. But I don't feel that they're a legitimate threat to the people of Israel. There's a big difference there, right? The people and the governments. We always have to separate the two. Always. Right. Steve's back with us.
Sorry about that. My computer froze up here, Bob. I'm sure it was a coincidence.
Okay. That's okay. I was telling you we didn't have Anthony on, but he's going to be coming on next week, God willing. And we were talking a little bit about the Dershowitz clip. You know who Alan Dershowitz is, Steve-O?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Famous attorney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's a famous attorney beholden to Israel. And I was talking about his proclamation that, well, the bottom line is we need to go to war with Iran. We need to have the Congress approving a war in Iran, not Syria, because this is about Iran at the end of the day, according to him. When we come back in a little bit, Steve, we're going to pick apart this clip. We have a lot to say about this, and we'll be able to tear it apart almost nearly as gnarly as we were able to tear apart the John Kerry clip the other night. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was. It was very good.
So, Steve, what's your update here in the beginning segment?
Well, I was following the story, you know, that Anthony submitted, of course. He has been calling the Dryas Air Force Base, inquiring about transfers of materials. At first, he was rather indescript about that, but they mentioned weapons, if you saw the video. And, yeah, they did. And, of course, they were supposed to get back to him, and as far as I know, they never really did. I'm trying to figure out exactly what the update on that story is from those folks, because they had not returned phone calls. They said they would try to answer him by the end of the day, and it, of course, this is the weekend. It didn't get back to him. You know, and this ties in, of course, with Lindsey Graham's recent comments. Lindsey Graham is another person who needs to be of interest, in my opinion, who needs to be looked at very closely about his concerns over threats of nuclear strikes against someplace like maybe in his own home state of Charleston, North Carolina, in Charleston.
What a specific place to mention. I mean, perhaps he's just saying that because it's pandering to his constituents. But the bottom line is, it's a bit of a coincidence, and I hope it's just that, but it's a crazy one.
Yeah, it is, and of course, you know, we're cautious, and Bob and I talked a little bit about this. You know, we don't want to fearmonger, of course. We're not here to try to draw any speculations on something that may be for certain at this point, because everything is so nebulous. But there is some serious issue about what is actually going on and why this man, Lindsey Graham, this person I do not like him, okay, who is involved with so many what I would call secret committees, you know, political action committees concerning the insides of this whole thing. Dianne Feinstein was on CBS News, and she was remarking that everybody is telling her they don't want a war in Syria. But she says, but they don't know what I know, with kind of a smug smile.
What does she know? She knows what the Zionist lobbyists are telling her. We'll be back.
The Bob Justin.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
On the Bob Tuscan Show, and we got this clip here that we're going to tear to shreds. It won't be hard to do so. Thanks for tuning in. Steve Sargeant and Shotgun with me, as always. And here we go. I think it's Barnett. I don't know. Steve, do you know who this chick is?
Barnett, I'm not Barnett. Sure. Oh, from Fox News. Or no, live CNN. CNN.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Let's go ahead and roll the clip, maybe.
All right, let's play a little bit of this, and as always, Steve, we'll pause it, and feel free to jump in, and we'll tear it to shreds here as we... listen to the propaganda being disseminated by the Communist News Network.
And now our fifth story out front, the real truth about striking Syria. is that it might actually be about Iran. Some say that if the president does not act now after laying out his red lines, Iran will be emboldened and plow ahead with building a nuclear bomb. Others say that if he does act, Iran will be emboldened and use terror to strike America.
It's a win-win situation, huh, Steve?
Yeah, it looks like Iran's the bad guy, the bad guy, the bad guy. Amigos, 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 bad guys. You know.
Oh, great.
Tonight, our national security correspondent, Jim Sciutto. Now, Jim, the administration has made a point, and you know, many officials have saying our action in Syria is intended as a message for Iran. So what's really at stake here?
Well, the administration wants to internationalize this. They want to make it not just about Syria, and they're taking every opportunity, right, that it's about, in effect, all bad actors, Hezbollah, North Korea, but also certainly Iran front and center.
Really? This is about North Korea, Steve?
Yeah, North Korea and who else can we
Jamaica,
draw up on? Yeah,
Haiti.
Jamaica, yeah, Haiti, yeah, those people down in Ecuador.
They got marijuana down there.
He hasn't mentioned Lebanon, though, which is interesting. Let's see what he says about that, because as you know, Bob, we've told people for a long time that the most serious threat to Israel right now is Hezbollah just over the northern border. And let's see if he mentions that, because that's a very big part of this.
He did mention Hezbollah, but let's listen.
One, because of its nuclear program, and two, because of its close relationship with Syria and the president, Bashar al-Assad. We heard this several times from both Secretaries Kerry and Hagel this week. Have a listen.
Iran is hoping you look the other way. Our inaction would surely give them a permission slip for them to at least misinterpret our intention, if not to put it to the test.
A refusal to act would undermine the credibility of America's other security commitments, including the president's commitment to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon.
Who is this commitment to, Steve-O?
Yeah, this commitment is to, I guess, the International Non-Proliferation Committee or anybody else who also said that they don't think Iran is building a nuclear weapon.
I think this commitment is to a guy who had this fancy picture when he came to speak here in the United States of this bomb with a red line, mind you, a red line. And he goes by the name Bibi.
Oh, Bibi Netanyahu, yes.
That guy.
He's got a furniture deal for you that you can't refuse here, Bob. You know, he and old Mitt Romney,
he's
buddies
on the couch,
years ago, yeah.
As America does his dirty work.
Yeah.
No more wars for Israel, folks. That's my slogan for all of this. No more wars for Israel. Period.
Yeah, I agree. You know, especially at this conjecture right now. But, you know, let's go ahead and listen to the rest of Mr. Dershowitz and his
Dershowitz, he's coming on in just a second. Who we just heard was John Kerry saying that, what kind of message does this send to Iran? And then we heard some other Dershowitz. I don't know his name. All right.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that nitwit Pelosi was on the news tonight, too, and they were asking her same question? Well, of course, she says, we've got to send a message that Assad has to be punished for using these blink-blink, you know, you can tell she's lying, using these chemical weapons. So, again, they're shoveling the stuff up against the wall here, friends.
Well,
they're
going to
keep doing that.
Why don't they email him? I'm sure he gets email.
Well, of course, you know, the idea, obviously, is, Bob, they keep in the face of all this evidence, and it's just mounting by the minute, that the rebels were the ones who were behind the attacks with the gas, the most recent one, August 21st. So this has nothing to do with any kind of a moral point of view that Pelosi, and you can tell she's lying, her body language, just, you know, she almost, her face contorts as she tries to say this, because obviously she knows at least 80% of the population out there who are listening know she's lying, but she's going to continue to lie right to your face, just like Kerry did, just like he was called on the carpet, which was beautiful by Vladimir Putin. You know, I'm not a Putin fan, friends, but isn't it strange to hear the Russians telling the Secretary of State that he's a pathetic liar? I mean, that's what he is. But anyhow, Bob,
at stake specifically, I mean, with each of these countries, Syria, it's about the use of chemical weapons. North Korea, attacking the South, and with Iran, it's about taking this nuclear program and turning it into an actual nuclear bomb.
Wait a second. So let me get this straight here. Serious chemical weapons of mass destruction. Korea is about attacking the South with, last time I checked, when the news was thick with the Korean propaganda, it was about nuclear weapons, weapons of mass destruction. And Iran is about nuclear facilities, weapons of mass destruction. Why don't they just say WMDs anymore, Steve? They really should go back to the whole WMD thing, or was that too played out?
Well, that WMDs, you see, Bob, taking away your health cares and your educations. You know, gotta fight the terrorists. See, terrorists with weapons of mass destruction.
With the WMDs.
We call them WMDs. WMDs.
There could be a WMD in South Carolina. There could be a WMD in your bathroom.
I like to think that WMDs are back on the ranch in Texas, if you know what in Texas.
All right, W. Okay, so let's listen to more of this, because Dershowitz is about to come on and completely spew the BS.
What's interesting, actually, Aaron, is this is happening as there's some warming or potential warming of the relationship with Iran. You have some back-channel communications, some shuttle diplomacy going on right now. So as with everything involved with this Syria decision, it's very complicated. It's not black and white, but certainly Iran is part of the administration's calculation.
All right, and could be a crucial one. Jim, thank you. And I want to bring in Nicholas Burns now, former lead negotiator on Iran's nuclear program, a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School, and Alan Dershowitz, a professor at Harvard Law School, and the author of a forthcoming book called Taking the Stand, My Life in the Law. Professor Dershowitz, let me start with you, because you say the administration has to be tough and send a message to Iran that means business. And you sent a tweet that caught my attention first thing this morning. I wanted to call you. And this is what your tweet said. Obama, get approval from Congress on Iran now. Now, that's a pretty incredible statement, right? He's going to get approval on Syria right now. You're saying get approval on Iran. Why do you think he should get a congressional approval for military action there now?
Well, first of all, Iran involves our national security to a far greater extent than does Syria. The Syria issue is largely humanitarian. Chemical weapons are not weapons that really endanger...
Wait, you got to stop that, president. Bob. Did he just say the Syrian attack and all this, supporting the worst thugs on earth, Al-Qaeda included, of course, is a humanitarian cause? Is that what he just said?
Well, I think what he meant, Steve, was that bombing more innocent people is a humanitarian way of dealing with this.
Yes, the love
as long
revolution
as for Israel.
On. Yes, Obama's the great Nobel Peace Prize winner, and this is that's a humanitarian thing. So again, they're trying to defer away from Syria, but obviously it's a big part of this. And if they're going to risk nuclear war for a humanitarian cause, because after all, we're so morally clean here in the United States, we never use weapons of mass destruction, nor do we not have 110 years of false flag attacks on our own people in order to incite the public into warfare, deception on the highest scale here, going back to 9/11, which is one of the most recent, of course, Bob. But anyhow, let's.
I got to give it to him, though, Steve. I got to give it to him. You know, that tweet is fairly forthcoming. Is forthcoming the word I was looking for? Fairly straightforward, let's just say, because at least he is saying it bluntly. At least he's saying, "Hey, yeah, this is going to get into something greater. We have Iran on our map here, the axis of evil, and, this is what we should deal with." Right. Thanks, Dershowitz.
The Bob Justin. The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Then it said nuclear weapons in the hands of Iran are a game changer. They provide Iran with an umbrella over which they can protect terrorists. They might hand some of those weapons over to terrorists. And if, in fact, the president will now seek congressional approval before he acts, it would be too late to seek congressional approval after Iran developed nuclear weapons, the way he's seeking it after Syria has used chemical weapons.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a second. And you know what? The real threat is, as far as nuclear weapons are concerned, the people that have actually used the gosh darn nuclear weapons. And last time I checked, the only country to do so was, well, yours truly. And how about the unchecked, unregulated nuclear arms in a little rogue state called Israel? We never hear about those, do we, Steve?
No, we don't. And I think virtually everybody who's a military strategist agrees that Israel does have nuclear capabilities. I don't know why Iran would want to develop any kind of nuclear military weapon for anything other than self-preservation at this point. I mean, all it does is basically protect them. They're not in any way going to be in a nuclear arms race in any time soon. So, I mean, the whole argument there, of course, is debunked. And everything that Dershowitz said, again, refers back to the same damned lie that Assad was the one who used the chemical weapons. I mean, this is what's really the most ugly thing about this entire situation here, is that everybody except for these psychopathic elitists knows that those weapons were used by the rebels, and it killed innocent people. It would make no sense at all for Assad to want to use any of those kinds of weapons. And we have actually video of various weapons being used and loaded. I think it's very clear from almost every analysis that it was the rebels who used those chemical weapons against innocent people in Syria. And yet this man lies, and he's from a Harvard Business School. Don't send your kid there. Not if they come out like this, Bob.
Absolutely. Let's listen to more of this Dershowitz, and here it is.
The only lawful thing is to seek congressional approval in advance to allow him to act if they cross a red line. That would send a very powerful message to the Iranians and would perhaps prevent the need to use military action.
It would sure send a message, Nick, and you think the professor is dead wrong.
I would give Professor Dershowitz A for creativity on this issue, and I agree with him that Iran is a much more serious issue to our national security than is Syria. There are times when the president will have to obviously defer to the Congress, or at least let Congress vote. There's always the case that the president has to inform and consult with Congress, but there are also times when the president has to be able to act in secret. So an example of that was the raid on Osama bin Laden. President Obama sent a special forces 150 miles inside Pakistan. That required secrecy. You don't always want to forecast to another government what you're going to do. So it may be that what the president really needs on Iran is flexibility, and he certainly has the authority under the Constitution to act to protect the country against a foe like the Iranians.
And now, Nick, the Iranian president today sent out a message, Hassan Rouhani. It was a significant tweet, actually, since Professor Dershowitz sent a tweet. This was also on Twitter. Now, this tweet, I want to note to our viewers, could have been sent by someone on the president's behalf, but he certainly hasn't distanced himself from it. It said, of course, on the Jewish New Year, as the sun is about to set here in Tehran, I wish all Jews, especially Iranian Jews, a blessed Rosh Hashanah. Now, Nick, let me just ask you this. Is that just smart PR from a very...
No, I think it's genuine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The history of Jews living there in peace and has been an extensive one.
Yes, for many, many years. You saw the video, we've shown it, of Ahmet Denijad, you know, embracing many of the Orthodox Jewish leaders in New York who are anti-Israel. I had a very good friend who was an Iranian Jew living in Fort Collins, going to school at the time of the whole Iranian Revolution, and he and I got to be very good friends because this young fellow was caught in the middle. I mean, here he is in the United States on a grant working, you know, in conjunction with our relations with the Shah, and there were guys coming through our student center wearing bags over their heads. It was quite frightening, actually. And they all had these downward anti-Shah, banners and signs and stuff like that. I mean, it was like you'd never, here we are in, you know, Fort Collins, Colorado, in the middle of Mideast politics right there in the student center. I mean, there must have been 25 or 30 of them. And so it was a very violent upheaval all over the world. I remember the Iranian Revolution. And I remember my friend Dariush, which was, he was a Jewish Iranian, a Persian Jew. The Persian Jews have lived there for thousands of years very peacefully. And now, as you pointed out, Bob, to try to equate all Iranians as enemies of Jews is really basically a slander.
Absolutely. Let's hear what this propaganda says. That's the real response, what you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, but the talking heads, I'm sure, have a different take.
Very smooth leader who's trying to convince the world he's all about peace as he pursues a nuclear weapon, or is this the real deal?
Well, if that tweet is accurate, it's obviously a big change of course, at least in style and presentation of the Iranian leadership. Rouhani's a very different figure than Ahmadinejad.
No.
He has a track record of, frankly,
no,
cooperating fairly well with the Europeans, but we shouldn't judge him on his style and on his poetry. We've got to judge him on his actions. He works for a supreme leader who is an odious figure, who's anti-American, and has been trying to create a nuclear weapons program from Iran. So what really matters is what Iran does. We need to see some pragmatic concessions from the Iranians on the nuclear issue before we're willing to judge that they've changed.
Professor?
On the very day that he sent that tweet, Samantha Power, our very distinguished representative to the UN, announced that Iran was really making more trouble, that they are moving toward developing centrifuges, more sophisticated centrifuges. And she basically had to warn Iran today that they're moving closer to obtaining nuclear weapons. And I want to give the president flexibility. And I think when Congress says that if they cross red lines, and the red lines involving Iran are not specific, because the president has said they will not be allowed to develop nuclear weapons. If there were congressional approval in advance, he would still have all the flexibility. Congressional approval doesn't say he has to act. Even if the president had congressional approval to go after Osama bin Laden, that would mean nothing. He would have picked the time, the place. It would still be secret. I just think sending a message to Iran now that Congress has already approved that you're not going to be able to prevent the president from keeping his promise by lobbying Congress would send a redoubled message that the red line has been drafted not only by the president, but by Congress and the support of the American people.
All right. Nick Burns, Alan Dershowitz, thanks very much to both of you and to our viewers. Please let us know what you think. Do you think it's smart? The president actually tried to get advance military authorization to act against Iran now from Congress. Still to come.
Okay. Still to come. More propaganda, more BS, more lies, more CNN BS.
Yeah, and CNN headline news, which is, it reads itself that, it's the headline. They want to keep your head in line.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, knee-jerk reaction stuff. It's all controlled CIA disinformation. And, that's why you see when you watch, headline news or you watch Fox, you always see these crawls running across the bottom, and you see these little twirly things that give you information about the temperature or what's up next or what Greta's going to have or something like that. Bill O'Reilly's guest tonight. I mean, the idea is that they just keep pounding information at people because people think volume is quality. And it's, actually good information. All you're getting is just basically rip and read headlines that don't have any substance to them, and you never look anything deeper, and people think they're informed.
Exactly.
They think they're informed. Because, look, I looked at CNN.
I have all this useless stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I was finding out all this information, about the Bronco score or something like that. And, it's just...
I know Bill O'Reilly's going to have on such and such, and Mariah Carey has a new hairdo. I like Mariah Carey because her brother happens to be a follower of our show. But it really is good programming. And I mean that in the literal sense. Programming, yeah. Steve. And Steve, you were a lamestream media guy. You did nightly news for a while, right? And what happened after you were doing politics for a while? Where'd you end up?
Well, Bob, I can tell you very truthfully that I did do that kind of work. I was on the other side of the phosphorus screen, as you call it.
Let me hear you bring it in here. Hold on. Let me get some music here, and I want you to bring it in. Ready? Nightly news, news music. All right, Mr. Producer, can we pull that up so we can give Steve a little bit of a musical backdrop here? Okay, here you go. Mr. Producer's got it ready to go. Cue that, Mr. Producer. And Steve Starrs, you're live.
Here we are, friends. Here we go,
That's not music.
From Washington.
Jeez.
From New
York.
Washington. From Tehran.
No. From Tehran. All right, here we go. Let's try it like this. Here we go. Here's the right music. I think you got it now. Play that one, yeah. All right, here we go. Steve Starrs, ladies and gentlemen.
From Greeley, Colorado, I'm Stephen Allen with the latest headline alignment news. We're going to align your news now by taking you all the way to San Francisco, California, where we're standing by with Dianne Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein from Southern California, a very prominent and, somebody in the...
All that and more when we come back with Steve Starrs.
With more head alignment news.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food. in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at campingsurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. It's me, Bob Tuscan. And Steve Sars.
From beautiful sunny Florida, the program commences.
That's right, Steve. And what's on top of the news today, Steve?
Well, it's still the top story, Syria, in the headlines. In the head alignment.
And in other news, President Barry Sotero played basketball today.
Look at Barry go.
That's right.
Flacco on his back last night in Denver.
All right, enough of that bit. So, Steve, yeah, you were a lamestream media guy, and then what happened?
Well, I took a good turn, and I don't regret it. You know, I could have made a lot of money. I'll go into the details of that. You know, when I worked at Channel 7, there was a young reporter that would come in. He had a career ahead of him, you could tell. A fellow by the name of Harry Smith. You may never have heard of him, but he was awaiting Dan Rather's chair with CBS News. And, you know, he and I were both kind of in the same space for a very short period of time. I don't know that he would even remember me, but I know that he would come in and have coffee early in the morning because there was nobody in the news department, and just this engineers, and I'd been up all night running master control at the CBS affiliate. And he'd come in, you know, and we'd chat a little bit. Well, what's in the news today, Harry? Did you have a hard time getting into the station? It's slick out there, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, he went one way, and I went another. And you know what? I don't make a dime doing this, Bob. You know that. But I love being on your show. I would rather be here than in his position today. I'm very serious about that, friends. No, I mean, it's not just, well, it's not you, man. You know, well, I like you,
well,
too.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It's the fact that we can tell the truth. It's the fact that we're not controlled. We're not under this editorial burden. We're telling you what's really going on, and I am actually quite surprised. We're not perfect, but we've hit it on the head. How many times we were right about the Egyptian revolution being compromised. We talked to people all the time during the whole Libyan escapade. Now we're exposing what's really going on in Syria. We've been telling you folks out there the best information we can get to you. The alternative news media is your only hope right now, friends. And if they shut this down, you're going to have nothing but head alignment news. And that's all you're getting from these people. These people are incredible liars and whores. I mean, I can tell you I worked there. I left that a long time ago. And I'm so glad I did. I don't look back. I have no regrets. I haven't made a lot of money, but I would rather take the high road and be on Bob Tuscan's show and work with some of the other people in the alternative media that I work with, you know, Popeye and some others. So it's good. You know, I'd much rather be here than in...
Well, we're glad to have you. It's much better than hearing you with that phony music behind you. And although that was fun. That was fun. We should do that more often. We should do a mock lamestream media segment at least once a week. Maybe once a month. But
we'll have to write some. We'll write it, and
we'll rehearse it, you know.
You got a car, we want to get to him, but I just want to say one thing. As I predicted, there was no mention by Dershowitz of Lebanon and Hezbollah. And as we've said before, this is the big part of this, friends. In 2006, Israel was repelled by the Hezbollah forces in southern Lebanon. They now have missiles which are probably at least 10 times stronger and more powerful and more numerous. They're more lethal, they're more accurate, and there are far more of them now. So the big problem Israel is facing actually is right across the border with this ragtag, if you call them that, group. They're not identifiable. You can't pin a face on this like you can Assad. I mean, these are the guys that are the real threat to Israel. He talks about Iran. He talks about Syria. He doesn't mention the real problem, which is right across the border. If you see firing taking place on the UN peacekeeping units that are there, the DMZ, and you see them withdrawn, you know something is getting ready to happen. Watch that, friends, because this is where the issue really is, and this is where the attack will probably emanate from that will be very hard to repel. They couldn't do it in 2006. I don't think they're going to have any luck this time around, especially with Syria and possibly Iran on board as well. So, that being said,
let's take a phone call. Talk with Daniel in Louisiana. What's up, Daniel?
Yo, what's happening, Bob? How you doing tonight?
Yeah, same stuff, different day. What's on your mind?
Not much, man. I've been listening to talk radio, alternative talk radio, all day. And I was calling to holler at you guys about the Syria situation and other situations.
What's your thought on it?
We've been involved in oil war after oil war after oil war. And you know what? If there's operators that'll do the job, then I guess keep going. But you know what? You know, Whitey's burnt out. I know Whitey's burnt out.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's burned out. I mean, 90% of the population out there, Dan, is against this. And so, I mean, that's the situation. But is Congress going to listen to us? I mean, there's some serious ramifications as to whether Congress, now the Senate may go, but Congress, I don't know. I mean, by the minute, it's turning against Obama.
Yep. Well, you know what? is turning against Obama. You got Congress don't want to go. The Senate, you know, that's that upper layer. They went ahead and pushed it forward. You know what? Who's going to do it? Who's going to do the deed? Who's going to do the deed? How big is it going to be? You know, that's why he was hollering. That's why Lindsey Graham was hollering about something happening in the Southeast. That's not just Charleston. That's the whole Southeast.
Yep. Very right. Likely.
You know, you got Roman nuclear submarines that can hit any target on the Earth. They roam around. You can have a false flag anywhere. But, you know.
That's very likely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, so many different police agencies. You got BATF. You got hurricanes coming soon. You know, you mix that up in a pot. You sprinkle money on it. That's America right there.
Well, that's the gist of it. Well, thanks for the call, Daniel. I appreciate it. Coming up next hour, we're going to speak with Brandon Turbeville, who wrote a book on the Syrian situation. And he's a wealth of information. He's also a writer for the Activist Post. And, we've had him on a few months ago. No, it's been longer than that. Jeez, it's probably been 6-7 months. And he was talking about this then, Steve. You know, he was talking about what was really going on then and continues to do so. And is, like I said, publishing a book on the topic, a pretty comprehensive look at Syria and also beyond. So I'm looking forward to that. Steve Starrs, if you don't know him, check out his website. It's HIVhoax.info.net. No, I'm joking. AIDS Fraud Video.
Right, AIDS Fraud Video. And I apologize to everybody because the second time they have taken down the free video. We're going to put one up there, so I'm sorry to everybody. Yeah, the second time. I mean, every time I get one up there, the next thing I notice it's gone private and people can't link from the page to watch the film for free. But it's still up there. I mean, the film is still up if you want to get a copy of it, AIDSfraudvideo.com. We'll talk more about that sometime. I will be listening into this show. I'm going to duck out here, but I am going to be listening, Bob, to this because this is going to be a great interview. Ask him about Lebanon. Ask him about the support of Hezbollah through Syria, which is a big part of this whole thing. I'm sure he is very well versed on this and knows a lot about it. So I'll be listening to the show. In the meantime, I want to just make one more point. For the evening, friends, we got to support our military who are refusing to deploy to this. We got to find a way to get the Oath Keepers on here, maybe Stuart Rhodes or people like that that we need to talk to. We really need to support our guys in the service who are taking a brave stand and refusing to be involved in this unconstitutional, illegal, unethical, bloody, ugly, atrocious war effort in Syria. So, well, let's do what we can. I'm open for suggestions as we move along, Bob. Maybe we can find ways to help our people in the armed forces who are taking a stand against this dictator, Barack Obama. Okay, buddy?
Barry Sotero. Let's call him by his real name. All right, Steve. Yeah, well, thanks, as always, for joining us. We'll see you next week on Monday.
Righto, buddy. I'm going to be listening. Everybody enjoy the Bob Tuscan Show, and I will be back with Bob. He's doing a great job working, helping, support RBN, and hello to all of our affiliates out there. Thanks to everyone. We'll see you again Monday.
All right. Well, I'll be back in just a moment with Brandon Turbeville on a new book he wrote about Syria, and this should be good, folks. Stand by.
The Bob Tuscan Show. John Stapp.